Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome out to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street on Monday night. Joints jumping. Ian Wendt, your host, Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios. Stacy Mitchell alongside, and we have a full show for you tonight. We're going to talk some Adrian College golf with head coach Brent Greenwood. We'll talk some women's rugby as well with their head coach, first-year coach. Will introduce Eric Enright in a little bit. Ethan Aberger and Quincy Dorsey from the football team. In case you haven't heard, big Bulldog win on Saturday. And bookending our show, Mike Prang. Just when we thought the show couldn't be any better, we get the sports information director on to begin the show and to end it. So, boy, Prang, anything happen athletically at Adrian College this past week?
Yeah, kind of a big win for football to start the year, and a little win against an FCS school, Division I. So nice way to kick off year two for Coach Balka.
No kidding. Like, I mean, there were, and I said it near the end of the broadcast, that there may have been people that thought the game could be close. I didn't run into anyone that thought they could win. And, you know, obviously the guys in the locker room thought they could, and the coaching staff believed. And, yeah, I mean, week one, too. Like, that's the other part is Valpo had a game the week prior, and they looked really good doing it. But, I mean, this Adrian defense, something to be reckoned with. And the offense, though they, you know, produced 10 points, they didn't really make any mistakes, which I think was a big takeaway from the game is, you know, didn't really turn the ball over. Defense forced turnovers.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the defense was huge, like you said. Three interceptions, two forced fumbles. We had the one turnover on downs as well, so actually kind of forced six turnovers there. And, yeah, like you said, week one is kind of a great way to kick off the season. And, like I said, against Valpo, Division I, that's pretty nice.
And to say it went viral on Saturday night, Sunday morning, would be an understatement. It seemed like everyone was either tweeting or Facebooking or something about the game. It got some crazy attention, and I just can't imagine what Coach Palka's phone was like Saturday night into Sunday morning. And, you know, you were busy going to work, you know, obviously at the game and beforehand, but, you know, in the hours since then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ESPN just sent me the full stream today, so I was working today, clipping some highlights, and we just posted the late heroics to Adrian Bulldogs on social media, AC_Bulldogs on Instagram, and yeah, so go check that out. We put your call over it instead of the ESPN one. But
hear me screaming about it.
Yeah. If you have the eardrums for it, yeah, definitely take a listen to you.
Yeah, turn it down a little bit. Well, it's different when you're, you know, the neutral broadcast of ESPN, or if you're, you know, the hometown radio broadcast. It's going to be slanted a little bit one way. But, you know, if that did not put the league on notice, I don't know what would. Yeah. I mean, if you're middle of the pack, or even, you know, the Almas and Hopes, you go, okay, you know, this Noah Boudry kid is as advertised, and the defense just, you know, elevated from what, you know, they were good last year, and they were great on Saturday. We're going to talk to an offensive and a defensive player later in the show.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, excited for them. Ethan Aberger, Quincy Dorsey. Aberger with the game-winning touchdown, and Dorsey with the interception in the end zone the first quarter to keep Valpo off the board, and then forcing a fumble later in the game. But, yeah, Noah Boudry is just, like, advertised. I mean, game one, and we got nine to go. It's going to be exciting. One thing I really noticed about him was his awareness in the pocket. Like, he had, I want to say, two or three passes where he was able to dump something off on his way down because he knew he had to find a man soon and do a nice check down, and he did, and that gained some positive yardage. And, I mean, go look at that game-winning drive. That's what started it. He was on his way down, dished it off to Brueggemann, and that's what kicked off that drive there.
A guy that flipped from mainly defense, part-time offense, to exclusively offense was Trey Brueggemann, a guy that did not finish the year on the team last season, and makes his way back to the program, and, you know, the coaching staff puts him on the offensive side, and just the way he runs the football, it's tenacious. He doesn't I think maybe one time on Saturday he fell backwards after getting hit. He's always falling forward, and you've watched him, his career, and you know, I've said he could be a special player, and he, you know, if it wasn't for Aberger's catch, I think he was, you know, one of the offensive stars.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, he's very explosive and he's strong. He's able to go through a pile and keep his feet moving and stay on his feet. So that's nice. And then he's also a guy where, you know, he can run out and catch a pass in the flat and get some positive yardage there.
Noah Boudry obviously transfers in from D3 Mount Union. Coach Palka and his staff, Coach Ron and Coach Chad on the defensive side, went north to Concordia to get, you know, starting linebacker, starting secondary players from that Concordia program to come down and play football at Adrian College. And, you know, the guy that makes the pick, Ethan Burrows, at the end, a transfer in. So you input all the stats and all the bios and things like that, or the numbers and things like that for these athletes. A lot of transfers, and it's nice when you can get someone that's from an NAIA or a D2 or maybe a higher-level D3 that can come to Adrian. Are you seeing that not just in football? Do you see that kind of across the sport where, hey, we're getting these young men, young women to play at Adrian College?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the transfer portal's huge. And, I mean, switching from an NAIA to the NCAA, there really isn't rules to that of, you know, having to enter the transfer portal or sign your release from a school. Like, our coaches can just go talk to those NAIA players. And, I mean, it's a sad situation with Concordia Ann Arbor, how they had to, you know, eliminate athletics there. But, you know, we're benefiting from it, which is nice for us. But we're still being able to provide these kids a college experience and allowing them to play the sport that they love. And that's what's great about this. So, yeah, like, we are seeing it a lot. And, you know, and I think, honestly, in the next – we've seen a little bit now, but next semester and maybe even next year, I mean, again, another sad situation, Siena Heights, but we'll see a couple of those students as well.
Ian, want to talk with Mike Prang here at Frickers in Adrian on the AC All Access Show. Let's move along from football, as fall sports are in full swing. Most of them started before football. We have men's soccer. They've played some tight matches, but have come up on the short end of results. But that might be, you know, attributed to a team that graduated quite a few players last year and trying to figure out who goes where and who's supposed to do what. And a couple of 2-0 losses here recently.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 0-3 to start the year is a little rough, but I mean, it is a very young team. Team captain Brett Wojcikowski is a sophomore, It's definitely it's kind of going to be a rebuilding year. I mean, they graduated a lot of leadership last year and a lot of their goal scorers, but, you know, sometimes you need to have a hiccup year or a slow start to get the experience and get going and build a championship team down the road.
Well, you go 9-0 to start the season last year. It's kind of hard to duplicate that.
Yep.
Women's soccer, they're off to an impressive start again, building off last year. They take it to Manchester 3-0, then a tight win against Otterbein the other day. They have begun their season at home, and they're still home cooking there. Coach Nathan Kronwetter, gunning for a championship. I mean, he's talked about that pretty openly with me on the show, and in a post-game interview I did with him, he's like, hey, we're going to do what we need to do to bring home a championship. And I think that's their mentality and mindset, and they, you know, certainly believe they have the talent to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being led by a senior on – senior forward Anne-Marie Fosman. I mean, all three goals on Wednesday were scored by her. Well, a soccer hat trick there. So, I mean, yeah, that team is 3-1 so far to start the year. They had two shutouts last week, and that's, like you said, like, the goal is win that MIAA championship.
Rolling down the list here, women's volleyball found a way to win, got in the win column, beat Worcester. Might be my favorite school name to say besides Adrian College. College of Worcester, 3-0, but they have also had some difficult competition, and the record might not be indicative of how good this team could be come conference play.
Yeah, definitely. And then another thing, you know, that we're trying to fill is, you know, replacing Maya Mangeris, who graduated 3-time in a row Defensive Player of the Year for the MIAA. So, you know, early season tournaments showing some hiccups, but, you know, conference is where it really matters, and that's what's nice about the first half of September is we're able to work out some kinks and find the holes to fill and everything like that and move on and be strong down the stretch.
Women's golf, we're going to talk a little bit with Coach Greenwood, so we won't really touch on that between you and I. Women's rugby, again, we'll have the coach on. Men's and women's tennis picked up a couple of nice wins, Webster and Franklin. Things going on at the Kraft Tennis Complex here on campus.
Yeah, definitely. That was one on the road at Franklin. Webster came up from St. Louis, so it was nice to see a couple 7-0 victories against Webster, and then 7-0 for the men against Franklin, and 6-1 for the women against Franklin. So, you know, nice to see some early fall success and you know, rotating some people in. The fall season for college tennis is kind of your non-traditional, like your non-conference, and then your conference season starts in the spring. So, you know, this is kind of the time to see, you know, who fits in where, and obviously tennis is showing it well right now.
I guess I'm not going to fully embrace the split season thing. I mean, I'm going to talk to Coach Greenwood about that with golf. Like, okay, you build up all summer, you play a fall schedule, and then you put the brakes on competition-wise, and then, oh, everything matters in the spring. Well, okay, like, I don't know. I'm not going to make a change. I'm just going to keep complaining about it. Like, I don't know, you know, what really more we could say about that. But, you know, tennis, taking care of some stuff here in the fall. We're going to do a preview toward the end of the show today about things coming up, especially the home events. Seeing some hockey on here.
I know, it's crazy.
That ACHA squad, I mean, they go early and end late.
Yep.
It's a grind of a season. So we'll hear more from Mike Prank toward the end of the show. We're going to take a quick timeout. We will switch headgear. Head coach of the Adrian College golf team will grab the mic, and Mike Prank will head out for a minute. We'll have Brett Greenwood on the show talking Bulldog golf. I'm Ian Wendt. Here at Frickers. It's the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey season Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey season Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Back here on the ACL Access Show. Ian Wendt with you. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studios all the way downtown. Head on into Frickers right now. Got boneless wings on special. They're doing the NFL jersey giveaway. They pull a name at the halftime of the Monday night game. You can win it's authentic. It's legit. I won last year. A Joe Burrow jersey.
Do you know what the jersey is tonight?
I don't know.
I feel like they make it off of
is
the game.
Is it based on the game?
I think it is.
Okay, so it's the Bears and
Vikings.
Were they playing Vikings?
Maybe a Justin,
I can ask
Justin Jefferson.
No, J.J. McCarthy.
Or McCarthy.
Caleb Williams. Brent Greenwood jersey. All right, head coach of the Adrian College golf teams joining me on the show today, coaching the men's and women's side in his fifth year. Here at Adrian College, men's golf opened up their season a couple of weeks ago up at Olivet. I mean, you've had some, I think you've had some decent weather, right? It hasn't been crazy for fall golf yet. There's still time.
Yeah, no, it's honestly been, it's been great. Normally this time of the year, it's actually really warm, and we've actually kind of dodged that a little bit, kind of gotten some of the fall weather, which is nice. You know, not having to battle the elements yet.
Right. Yeah, yet, pending. Especially in that spring season, which, you know, it is what it is. Women's golf took eighth last weekend to open up their season, and that's a team I, you know, talked with Prang about trying to fill some shoes. That this might be, in terms of percentage, the most turnover for any team on campus. I mean, you're replacing all five, aren't you? Or
it was
or six?
Four. Okay. Yeah, four out of five starters. Yeah, I think the number of, they played all 4 years every round. So I think the, I want to say it was 332 rounds or something like that, that the four played in their 4 years. Yeah. So
just hit copy and paste when you send in your.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the nice thing is it's giving some opportunity to, you know, girls that have stuck around in the program, which is awesome. Like, we took four juniors with us this last weekend. They just don't have a ton of experience under their belt. But here in the next 4 weeks or so, we're gonna gain that experience.
Yeah. So if you're not on the starting squad or varsity or whatever you call it, you do get chances to compete, and obviously you're practicing every day with the team.
Yeah, so we always host the Irish Hills Intercollegiate, which is typically this coming weekend every year. New for this year, we added the women to that event. So it's normally a two-day event for just the men. This is the eighth year of it. And I added the women to it. So we have 45 men playing and 46 women playing.
Nice.
So yeah, they get to play in that. We're going to Trine for a B team event on October 2nd. And then we play two teams on spring break. So 10 and 10. And then typically a B-team event in the spring as well. So I'd say no matter what, six competitive rounds. This year I think we'll have a lot of those like 8 to 12 competitive rounds because I think the lineups are going to flip around quite a bit.
Yeah, is there – and I know we're early, and I'm just focusing on the women's team because there was so much loss to graduation. Is it highly competitive, I'm assuming, to get those spots because – you've seen some success as a program, and you're getting some good golfers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, after qualifying, I think we had between one and two kind of solidified themselves as far as average goes, but from three to 10 or so, they were separated by, I want to say it was like 15 shots over three and a half rounds. So, you're talking 63 holes and 15 shots, like not very much, right?
No, you know, that's a lip out. That's a...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, one bad swing around, pretty much.
Yeah. I know about that. obviously, home course is up in Tecumseh, but you have some nice facilities over at the Marilat. Still with that golf simulator, it's obviously a recruiting tool, and you still have that putting surface outside the room a little bit to just continue practice.
Yeah, no, the indoor center's great. It's even. Honestly, I think people overlook it that we are able to use it when it's nice out as well. And that's a huge benefit for a busy class day. You know, not everyone can make it 25 minutes over to Tecumseh, you know, for practice. So if you have I always tell the kids, it's like, if you've got a bunch of class in the afternoon, it's like, this building's open until 11 p.m., right? You can get a lot done in there in, you know, even if it's a half hour, you know, sneaking over there in between classes and using that. You know, it's great when the weather's bad, but it's also really nice when the weather is nice because of classes.
Coach, if you could, again, walk me through the format for the MIAA. Do you play any – do you still do the four in the fall and then you do a two-day in the spring?
Yep, so four competitive MIAA rounds in the fall hosted by conference schools. Rotates every year.
Okay.
And then the two-day spring final has to be at a neutral site, which we actually host the spring final for the women this coming spring.
That's not neutral. How is that neutral?
But you can't
pick a different course.
Yeah, you can't have it at home. Yeah.
Oh.
So we're working with the Legacy down in Ottawa Lake to host it there.
Okay.
We had the men's spring final last year, or I guess technically 2 years ago now, and that's where we did it, and it worked out well. So I think we're just going to take the women down there. But, yeah, so 4 in the fall, 2 in the spring, all cumulative. Winner goes to the national tournament.
That still gets me. I know people that have influence don't listen to the show, but if you do, I appreciate it. That doesn't make any sense to me. You play a big bulk of your season in the fall. You've been practicing all spring and summer to build up. You're playing your best golf, you could argue, and then you take a competitive break. I know you're practicing and you have the indoor facility and then, boom, it's the spring. But you do take some of that fall into account, right, Coach, for the spring? Like it sets you up for that final?
Yeah, absolutely. So those 4 rounds carry over into the spring and then the two-day spring final. I mean, I think the biggest difference between the two seasons is obviously the weather, right? You know, if you've got, maybe, and I've seen it, over the 4 years or so, but if you've got, maybe a team that's really good when the ground's firm and the weather is warm, and then you get to the spring and it's cold and, the ground's wet and the ball's not rolling out, it's like, that can change a lot as far as scores go. This last year, actually, we had the winner from the fall, from the 4 rounds, had a pretty commanding lead. And the second-place team actually beat them pretty badly in the spring, but didn't accumulate enough strokes to actually win the conference. Yeah. So the winner of the 2-day did not go to the national tournament, which I know you probably think is backwards.
Right. Well, and then you get other – I mean, you look around campus, you got – I mean, I'll go to the Arrington as example. You could win the regular season. If you don't win your tournament championship, you don't go.
Right. Yeah. In ours is kind of the reverse. Yeah, you can win the tournament championship and not go.
Yeah. All right.
Win your last competition and go home.
Yeah. Well, here's your trophy for winning this event.
Right.
You're done.
Yeah. Well, no, absolutely.
That's just the nature. So looking at some returners for you on both sides, the men's and the women's side, you do have an all-conference selection returning. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the last name. Carter.
Yeah, Klawan.
Klawan?
Okay. Yeah. Carter, he'll be good for us. He had a really good year last year. Obviously only 1 tournament in this year. But, yeah, he's super consistent, super nice kid too. And, yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that he puts the numbers on the course because he's the one that's out there hitting the most golf balls.
That's weird how that works, isn't it?
He gets a lot of work in at Tecumseh, yeah.
Maybe I should take some of that advice. As we mentioned earlier, 1 starter back for the women. The men did lose a big piece of their team, a local guy. He's been on the show probably a couple times. Cam Bozick did leave the school, but you mentioned he's going to a really good NAIA program out west.
Yeah.
Well, mostly.
Yeah,
some of the way
Oklahoma City University. Yeah. Yeah, no, they're legit. He's played in 1 tournament. I think he shot 74, 72. So pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, pretty good start. And I don't think they play this weekend. I think they start maybe the following weekend. But, yeah, never ideal to lose the conference player of the year.
Right.
But, he did it the right way. He let me know, early on that's what he was looking to do. And he always wanted to go somewhere warmer. And I'm like, yeah, obviously, I can't control the weather here.
No. And, you are bummed, obviously, but you got to be proud of that fact. Like, hey, you got to start here, went local, did some really nice things, and, off he goes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Excited to see what he does over the next couple of years, and especially on a team, that's, like I said there, I think they're number 2 right now in the NAIA, so. They're going to probably make a pretty deep run into the postseason. So,
looking at the MIAA, obviously some uber talent, kind of up and down the board for the league on both sides. St. Mary's kind of the one St. Mary's trying on the women's side, and then for the men, I don't have the poll off the top of my head, but I'm going to assume it's a Hope or a Calvin or those schools out there.
Yep. I think it was St. Mary's, then Trine, or maybe Trine and St. Mary's on the women's side. And then, Hope and Calvin.
Then us 3 for the women.
Yep,
right?
Okay. Yep. Which actually this last weekend it was really interesting because Kalamazoo actually won the 2-day tournament that the girls played in. And St. Mary's finished second, and I think Trine finished third. So Kalamazoo kind of coming out of nowhere. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the women's side is always pretty volatile, I feel like. You know, you graduate someone and, you know, another school brings in a really good freshman, it can, you know, change 10, 15 shots. Whereas the men's side, I feel like, is a little bit more consistent. So you kind of get the same teams towards the top a lot of times.
I feel like a blink of an eye, you're in your fifth season being the head coach. Has the approach for you changed maybe from year one and two, and now you're more of a, hey, I've been around, I know what we're doing, we got this program. It's been my team, really, all my recruits for the last year plus.
Yeah, it's nice to have, you know, all of my recruits now, you know. Mm-hmm. It you know, taking over a program 10 days before it starts 5 years ago was interesting.
Yeah.
But we had fun. You know, we rolled with it, and, you know, but, yeah, having all of your recruits I feel like is really nice. And, you know, obviously you're not going to hit on every recruit, but I feel like we have a really good bunch this year. And, you know, just even through two tournaments, you know, maybe, you know, I feel like every time you get done with a tournament, you're like, well, the scores could have been better. But as far as, you know, the van rides and the camaraderie and, you know, the team atmosphere, chemistry is really good. You know, I think that, you know, it's going to be a fun year and, you know, a good year to get a lot of young people some experience and see what we can do. You know, that's the best part about golf is, like, every day I feel like it's a new, you know, new opportunity, sometimes for the good and sometimes for the bad.
You're speaking to my golf heart. I feel like whenever you're on the show or whenever we have a golfer on, our listeners are just like, oh, my gosh. Like when they hear a guy shooting a 74, they're going, are you kidding me? Or saying that, hey, this guy practices a lot and he's really good. We don't want to hear that. We just want to walk out every week and shoot par.
Yes.
But that just doesn't happen.
I feel like a lot of people that have a full-time job, it would be really hard to be really good at golf just from the time commitment standpoint. Yeah.
You said it. I mean, I golfed in high school. That was a varsity sport I played. And I'll go like, man, I was so much better in high school. Yeah, because you went to math, and then you went to the driving range every day for 2 hours. So, of course, you're going to be better.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's just like any other sport, you know. It's, you know, why guys shoot high free throw percentages, right? You know, shooting thousands of free throws in the gym, you
right.
know. Same thing, just with a little white ball chasing it all over the place.
That's right. So we have, you mentioned your home tournament this weekend. It's a Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. over at Tecumseh. If people want to, it's open to the public. Hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually had to bump it up to 10 a.m. because of the number of players, which is great.
Wow.
So men tee times will start at 10 a.m. Women's tee times will start around noon. So there will be golfers on the course from probably 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Wow, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
All right.
Yep.
Well, good stuff, Coach. Best of luck this season as we keep things rolling on. Season part one, part two in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, that was Brent Greenwood with the Adrian College Golf Programs right here on the ACL Access Show. Stop on out to Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. We're past all that construction, so it's easy to get here now. Some good food, good drinks, good atmosphere here at Frickers. I'll get some boneless wings later. I've had some pretzel bites. They do have happy hour, 3 to 6, and then 9 to close. All the football you could want. All right, we will be right back. We're going to talk some women's rugby when we return with the ACL Access Show with Josh Mitchell in our studio. I'm Ian Wendt at Frickers, 96.5 The Cave. 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey season Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey season Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
All Access Show, early September edition. Ian Wendt with you. We have Josh Mitchell in our cave studio. I'm here at Frickers. They're just getting ready for some Monday night football. You can catch the game locally right here on the cave. But if you can't, listen in your car, come on out to Frickers. Either way, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with Frickers. I'm okay with your regular old radio in your car as you're heading down the road. We just finished talking about the golf programs. We're going to talk football in a little bit. Right in between there, the hard-hitting sport with the least amount of pads, rugby. We have the new women's rugby head coach, Eric Enright, with me. First season, and they just throw you right on the show. I appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely, yeah. Happy to be here. Thanks so much.
I don't know if they made you or asked, but certainly always nice to meet a new coach, just learn about who you are and what got you to the campus. So we have to go. We'll go with those. I mean, your rugby background is what?
So I have been involved in rugby. So I started when I was in college, and then I just kind of grew from there. My legs didn't keep up with my playing career too much, so I had to cut that a little bit short. But I got into coaching about 10 or so years ago when I was in college as well. And then I, have just been going on ever since, just been working with club and got the opportunity to start doing it full time here a couple of years ago out in South Carolina. And then now I've moved here to Adrian. So
when I hear college rugby, of course, I think Adrian, but I think East Coast. Is that where you went to school, or did you stick in the Midwest?
So I actually went to Texas State. I'm originally from Texas. So,
oh.
Yeah, so I've been bouncing around quite a bit.
Okay.
It's definitely more the larger teams, I'd say, were more on the East Coast, like the varsity mm-hmm. level teams, I'd say. But there's, yeah, rugby all over the country, right, and a lot of people that are passionate about it. So,
okay.
I've just been bouncing around. I coached out in California, coached in Florida, coached in South Carolina previous to this, and a little bit in Virginia. Now I'm here in Michigan. So,
wow.
Yeah.
About a decade?
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of newer programs or revamping programs, or – I guess you're my expert. You've been all over. What's the rugby scene like in college? And have you been at the D3 level, or where have you coached?
So it's interesting. So since I've definitely started, rugby has gotten much more professional, I would say, right? So it's gotten out of just like the kind of the club scene and everything like that, and it's been a lot more programs like here at Adrian that are becoming varsity programs, school supported, that sort of thing. There's been the development of professional leagues here in the United States with the MLR and with WER for the women's side. So it's been a big growth. As far as with me in athletics or with me in coaching, the most of the time I've been doing clubs. So I coached a women's club out in Austin, a women's club out in California, the Berkeley Owl Blues, and then another one in Tampa. That's where most people are playing rugby in the United States. It's, you know, you don't get a lot of professional teams or these varsity programs. But once I got the opportunity to go to a varsity program, which was out at Newberry College, a D2 college out in South Carolina, took that opportunity as soon as I can, right? There's not that many full-time gigs, so it was a really exciting thing. And, yeah, now I'm at the D3scape, and it's been great. There's a lot of support here at the college for rugby, so it's a fun thing to be a part of.
I mean, yeah, you mentioned, you know, jumping on a varsity coaching opportunity, and when you say, well, Adrian, okay, smaller D3 school, Southern Michigan, basically Ohio, you look and you say, oh, they have their own rugby field. You know, they invested in the facility. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of the building you guys are using out there, but certainly the pitch is good, and you played your first match on it.
Yeah, it's the support from the school has been amazing. Like you mentioned, the pitch, all brand new, full size and everything. That's even a lot of the varsity programs in the country don't have that. They don't have their own field. You know, they're sharing some sort of field with the other teams or whatever have you, right? So to have like an exclusive field for us is a really, really great thing. And then more to come, right? So the building that's out there, there's plans to renovate it and get offices and locker rooms and things like that in there to put out in the field, put stands and a press box and all kinds of different nice things, you know. And just for the two rugby programs we have here, right, predominantly, it's you seldom see that in the world of college athletics, even with the varsity program. So it's a really exciting thing to be a part of.
I think I know the answer, but if you're a rugby player, I'm looking at artificial versus grass. I'm sliding on that grass 100% of the time. I mean, is that the most understated thing I could say about rugby?
Oh yeah, it's the players are big fans of the natural grass out there. It's you get a lot less of the turf burn and you know, it just, I think there's been, you know, like we've seen in the NFL, they're kind of trying to move towards the natural grass more, just with injury prevention and things like that. Makes a big difference with that too. So that's a great thing to have.
So team's off to a very good start, 3-0. You played Grace College three times. Mm-hmm. Is that, I don't think I've ever seen that before. Is that a common thing to play someone three times in a row?
No. So it's with kind of how we're doing it this semester, it's a little atypical than what we'd usually do. But Grace was kind enough to come down for the matches there. And with our team sizes right now, we're not quite able to do 15s, but we're able to do some 7s with them. And playing the few matches, the 7s, because they're shorter games, we're able to get a few more in, right? So, that was a great day for it, too. All the matches went really well. And, yeah, both teams had a lot of fun. So
I think building a program is number one on your list, right? Getting young women to come out and play the sport, recruiting heavily with that. I mean, do you have a staff with you? Do you have assistants? How are you going to build this program, Coach?
So it's mainly just me, but we, you know, I've done a lot when I was at Newberry, learned a lot about it in previous life, kind of with my role in sales and recruiting and doing things like that. Have some experience with that. So we had a bunch of recruits out this weekend. They all seemed to really have a fun time out at the game. It's a really, for me, it's not too hard of a sell with what we have here at Adrian. We have so many nice things on the campus. Everything's nice and new. The facilities that we have with rugby, everyone can, if they come here, they can see the investment that the school's putting into our rugby program. So I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to get the program back on its feet here a little bit and really start rocking out here soon.
And Coach, the typical season is you'll do 15s in the fall and 7s in the spring.
That's correct. Yeah.
So are you going to try to do what you did with Grace College now, find other schools that will play you in 7s in the fall?
Exactly. So okay. We were lucky enough with NCR. They have us with a group of other teams that are kind of in the same position, so they're also looking just to play 7s in the fall, and then we'll be ready for spring 7s with the rest of the NCR teams, right? So we're excited for that, too.
Okay, good. High school rugby, is that where you're getting your athletes from? I mean, we're obviously from a rural area. We don't have rugby here. Where are you going to recruit these young women?
So Yeah, the high school rugby scene, especially for girls, has really been exploding, especially after COVID these last few years. It's one of the fastest growing sports in the country. Where I'm typically trying to go is the places that have the most teams are probably like the Grand Rapids region, Indianapolis, and then there's quite a few teams in Ohio. So kind of in this little triumvirate we have here of states,
okay,
is our main kind of recruiting area. But all over the Midwest and even all over the country, most of the programs that are varsity recruit all over because, you know, even though there's less rugby athletes, there's less of these varsity programs. So they're willing to travel a little bit more to find these schools that support rugby and where they can do it full-time and have full-time coaches, full-time strength and conditioning, all that stuff.
And recruiting, you could probably attest to this, has changed a lot in the last 10 or 15 years where you might have to go see a student play, but now you just check the link in their bio, right? Mm-hmm. Here are my highlights, here's my huddle, or whatever they use for recruiting. Do you obviously utilize that kind of stuff to kind of highlight who you want to get?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a great app for us rugby coaches called Next Phase, which is very similar, right? Has, you know, recruits are able to post their highlights and their contact information and everything, and we can get a lot of data about them through their social medias and through Next Phase and all of that kind of stuff, right, before we have to go and see them in person or anything like that. So that's been a big advantage for us. It helps with the nationwide recruiting definitely too, right? So I'm not having to go to California and then to Florida and then all of these different places. I can see them sort of first and then build that interest and then move on from there.
Talking women's rugby at Adrian College. Team heading out to Miami University in Ohio on Saturday, the 20th, so not this weekend, the next weekend. Mm-hmm. Then you're back home. Late October, you'll play Taylor University, Indiana University, and Miami, Ohio. Coach, are those all league games, or who's our league consisted of?
So, yeah, for this fall, we're kind of in a provisional sort of league with Miami of Ohio, IU Indy, and Taylor University, along with Grace College and us. So the five of us are kind of finding these matches. And so sometimes it'll be like we had with Grace College, where we just play the same team three times maybe. Or if some of the weekends, like our home match, we'll all come together for these little mini tournaments, right? So we'll maybe play like a round robin of each of the teams and kind of have the day like that. So
okay. And if people do want to go out, there's a hill there.
Yeah.
People can hang out on the hill and enjoy some college rugby.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got it all set up. We had a great crowd out this past weekend. Everyone was having fun. They brought their lawn chairs and everything. Some of them sat on the hill. And, they got to witness some good play out there by our girls. So it was
all
a good time.
If you're wondering where that is, it's 223 across the road from Adrian College, kind of south toward Beecher. If you're a local driving around, you've maybe seen the rugby sign on the building. So that's where the pitch is. Coach, appreciate you coming on, talking about your program, and good luck in the building. We'll give you mortar and bricks and see what you can do.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, that was Eric Enright with the women's rugby program over at Adrian College. Mike Prang coming up in a little bit to preview this week in athletics. But before that, stars of the weekend. Yeah, Ethan Aberger and Quincy Dorsey of the football team. Coming up next, you won't want to miss it. Big win for that program on Saturday. We'll be back with those two right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey season Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-yan. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, talking with student athletes and coaches, all things Adrian College. I'm your host, Ian Wett. We have Josh Mitchell back in the studios in downtown Adrian. I'm here at Frickers on South Main. Send me to a restaurant. Gotta love it. Chicken, burgers, appetizers, obviously lunch specials. Under $8 for a lunch special, drink, a main, and a side. Can't beat that price, especially these days. Shout out to that BLT sandwich, too. You don't think BLT, but I want you to next time you come in. And if Tara's working, ask for her. She's great. She puts up with me every week.
She's a saint.
She gave me a look, though, like she doesn't know what I'm saying. She goes, he's looking at me, but I don't know what he's saying. Yes. All right, it's time to talk football. Talk about a program win on Saturday over Valparaiso University on the road. You heard it on our sister station, 103.9 WLEN. We have Ethan Aberger and Quincy Dorsey joining me. They're both sophomores. One catches passes. The other one knocks him away and sometimes gets his mitts on him too, as we saw on Saturday. We'll start with you, Ethan. Out of Hudsonville, Michigan, with the Holland Christian High School. We'll start with the end of the game. I mean, your quarterback, Noah Boudry, gets a clean pocket from your line, puts a ball up. You're in double coverage. You're in a hurry-up mode. Could you take me through that play?
Yeah, so first I want to give all the glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, leading into that drive, we talked about hitting that play later on. That wasn't really kind of like a fluke thing, like going to the two-minute drill after they scored to talk to Coach Ty, and he talked about that same play drawn up, and anytime we get inside the 50, they're playing cover three, cover six, and they're rolling down to it. So, yeah, as soon as they did that, we were hitting it, and so it ended up working out. So, yeah.
And you play more of a slot receiver, right? You're on the inside. You got Whitaker and Greer on the other side, and you're kind of that prototypical, like, security blanket kind of guy. You went up. Got that pass. I mean, was that the plan for Noah to throw it behind you into double coverage like that?
Yep. Yep. All 5'7" of me get up there. So,
you have no time to think, right? It's all reaction at that point. Like, ball's coming my way. Let's go make a play.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very fortunate Noah put it in the right place. Like, he couldn't put that ball anywhere else. Like, there's guys on both sides of me. And, you know, he made a great throw off his back foot and just put it right where only I can get it. So, yeah. Props to him, really.
And on the offensive side, scored enough. Didn't really make mistakes. I mean, you had a turnover on downs in the third quarter. I didn't get a great angle. Looked like he got it. I don't know. Called in, didn't go our way. But overall, offensively, how'd you guys feel you did on Saturday?
It's our first game, jitters. You know, like, obviously your biggest jump is from week one to week two. You know, we didn't get a week one. They did. So their defense is playing hot. You know, on offense, you have to be so meticulous. Like, you have to do everything right. Even routes on air is even hard to complete. So, you know, obviously we'll be better. If we want to be better, we want to put up, like, 35 points that game. So,
sure.
Yeah, didn't happen, but it's just growing pains. I mean, Valpo's defense is legit. You know, they're D1 school, you know. Mm-hmm. So they gave us a tough fight, and we're just, like, fortunate our defense. We had the best defense in MIAA, so didn't have to score too many.
What a transition, yeah. Quincy. I mean, five – takeaways, three interceptions, two fumbles. You did have a fourth down stop. You picked up MIAA Defensive Player of the Week honors, interception, forced fumble, and four tackles. What's it like going up against, you know, they're D1 athletes? Obviously, you can't say what they say. I mean, I'm sure they're talking. You know, they're, obviously D1 kids. What was the mindset for you guys defensively? Like, you guys were good last year.
Yeah.
You guys were great Saturday. But what was the mindset going in?
The mindset going into that game, you know, first of all, we prepared for that game. You know, right when Coach Pucka announced we had that game, we started putting in work from that day on out, you know. So we prepared for that game heavy. You know, they're a D1 school, but we all believe in each other. And, you know, we had a lot of returners, a few transfers come in, you know. But we have a lot of dogs on our defense. So, you know, we believe in each other. It was just like, you know, us believing in each other was the main part, and trusting each other. You know, I trust in my brothers to my left and my right to go do their job. I do my job. And, you know, we wanted to win that game. It was a hard-fought win.
I mean, absolutely. You had the interception in the end zone, brought it back out. They were driving, looking like, hey, we score first, we got them.
Yeah.
You jump up and make a play. Did you see anything in particular in that situation that, you know, got you to get in the right spot?
Somewhat. Okay. I was in cover three, so with me being in cover three, I automatically have to drop back pretty deep. The outside receiver ran kind of like a slant spot route where he just sits in a window, and then the tight end ran a corner route, so I was already right there. It's kind of like it was just right place, right time, so, you know, I just made the play when the ball came.
You're no stranger to making those kind of catches. Memorable one last year at home, one-handed. From year one to year two, right, Ethan talked about game one to game two. You both in your sophomore season feel a little more comfortable this season. Another year under your belt in college, another year in the weight room, another spring training.
Definitely feel a lot more comfortable. We both got our feet wet now, so we kind of know what to expect when it comes down to, like, game speed and the way things go, tempo, and, you know, understanding the game overall. So, yes.
On the defensive side, you did get a handful of transfers in, guys from Concordia, NAIA guys.
Yes, sir.
What's it been like playing with those couple guys on defense?
Like I said, dogs, just straight dogs. I mean, like, we all built a really good relationship, you know, open arms when they came in. Those are great guys, Ethan Burrows, Andrew Van Dyke, Tim. You know, those are all great guys from Concordia. We got other guys as well, you know, but, you know, it was just really a really good pickup from the coaching staff.
Back to Ethan, six catches, 79 yards and a touchdown. Three rushing attempts, 7 yards. We'll pick that up. I know that average isn't what you want. I know there's more in there than that. But, you know, how do you put in perspective what you did in week one and then try to keep it going for week two, right? You don't want to let down is what I'm saying. I mean, this is the highest of highs. Other than a playoff win, the big program victory for the Bulldog football team, I don't want to keep saying mindset, but like week one to week two, how do you avoid a drop-off?
Yeah, I mean, like, we only scored one touchdown, so really you can go only up from there.
Okay.
So, yeah, so
good
we're
point.
Yeah, so
okay.
We didn't do that well on offense. Our defense really carried us there, so we're obviously going to pick it up. You know, the mindset is, you know, as cool as Valpo was, you know, that game's not going to win us the MIAA championship. So we have to keep stacking days, keep stacking plays, you know, try to, like, build our way up to where we can be a playoff-caliber team. So we'll get there.
That's a nice answer. Only scored one touchdown. You guys only gave up one.
Yes, sir.
How do you improve on that for week two?
I mean, you know, same game plan. You know, we want to shut everybody down. Honestly, we didn't want to give up that touchdown. Valpo happened to put together a great drive at the right time for them. So, you know, with that being said, we just want to do the same thing we do every day. Watch film, prepare. We don't want anybody to score on us. So,
defend docking on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Home opener. You can hear the game on WLEN, our sister station. And however you tune into the Adrian College Sports Network, appreciate both of you guys taking time today. Congrats on a huge win for this program, and keep things rolling for week two.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Ethan Aberger and Quincy Dorsey with the football team over at Adrian College following their 10-7 win over Valpo on Saturday. They're taking on Teal College 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Docking Stadium. Get your tickets. You're going to want to watch this team go out and execute. We're going to take a quick break. Mike Prang gets about 2 minutes of airtime. Might be too many. 2 minutes too many. Depends. Anyway, we'll be right back. We're here at Frickers in Adrian. ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Men's and women's soccer teams take the field this Tuesday, and you can get a sneak peek at the upcoming hockey season Tuesday night when the men's ACHA Division I Bulldogs hockey team takes on the Toledo Cherokee.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
It's football season, and the winning begins at Frickers. Huddle up with our delicious specialty burgers that are built to be winners. The Loaded Brew, the Barbecue Bacon Cheddar, the Bold Bacon and Blue, and the Saucy A1-ya. And don't forget the Ultimate Assist, 48-ounce personal pitchers of Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light, or Yingling, just $6.99. Catch every play, every burger, every beer at Frickers. Home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Visit Frickers.com to find the winning location nearest you.
All football, you got club baseball. Oh my goodness, you guys are busy.
Yeah, tomorrow men's and women's soccer doubleheader, 4 and 7, and then if you're itching for hockey already, there's an exhibition game for ACHA men's D1 tomorrow night at 7:05 at the Arrington Ice Arena. So that'll be big. And then for the golfers, we're hosting, I'm sure Coach Greenwood talked about hosting our home tournament this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
It's gonna be great weather.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's been
great weather for our football home opener.
Bingo. Yeah. Ticket information, adrianbulldogs.com. That app still up and running?
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you don't have it already. Adrian College, what do you have to search?
Just Adrian College Athletics and App Store, Google Play Store, whatever you got there. Adrian College Athletics apps out there. Sign up, follow your favorite teams, and you get notifications for all the teams you sign up for 10 minutes before the game starts. Once we get a final score in, your phone will ding, and all the stories about that team as well. So you can kind of filter what specific sports. You can pick all the sports. You can pick just the final scores you want info for. So, you know, there's plenty of different options to get notifications for that.
People need to input that information, and that's obviously your department. But, you know, with the departure of Tyler Fife, did a lot for you. I know he meant a lot to you, you know, as a friend and someone to work with, but you are going to fill out that department because, you know, the sports go on.
Yep. So Tyler Fife is great to me, and I appreciate everything he's done. And take him to the airport tomorrow. So
it'll be
a little emotional day for me tomorrow. But yep, I mean, sports go on, and
yeah,
I'll be back working that 4 o'clock soccer game tomorrow.
Maybe promotion within or
yep.
Okay.
Nolan DeVries is
all right. Stay tuned. Promoted. Nice. Hey, best of luck. You only have like 85 sports to cover.
53.
Only 53.
Don't give any ideas.
There's still room for more. All right, we're going to say goodbye for now. Monday Night Football right here on the Cave kicks off in just a moment. The Vikings and the Bears. You've been listening to the AC All Access Show live from Frickers in Adrian. Stop on by for lunch, dinner, late night, whatever floats your boat. Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios. I'm Ian Wentz saying good night. Talk to you next week on the AC All Access Show.